With 5 weeks to go before the Iowa caucuses, the stakes are high for tonight's debate. The first GOP encounter such a much lower-key forum took place in Orlando on October 21st. YouTube says that almost 5,000 video questions have been submitted, more than twice the number of the Democratic debate back in July. CNN is likely to use about 40 such questions. The last Democratic debate, also hosted by CNN, featured moderator Wolf Blitzer use the first 15 minutes or so to question Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama on the latest charges they were throwing against each other. But tonight's debate, moderated by Anderson Cooper, may lead itself to less personal attacks because of the format. Ron Brownstein is the former chief political correspondent and columnist for the Los Angeles Times. He now works as political director for Atlantic Media, and he's the author of the new book, The Second Civil War: How Extreme Partisanship Has Paralyzed Washington and Polarized America. We asked him if he thinks the format will limit any type of political fireworks.
Anytime you bring the public into a debate, as the YouTube format does, it tends to make it a little tougher for the candidates to go after each other the way they would with a moderator, because often the public, it doesn't seem to respond to the public's questions, or you get a kind of bad reaction. Having said that, though, the combustion that is building up in the Republican race, I think, virtually guarantees that we're going to see not only Rudy and Romney going after each other, but the striking thing about the race is how broad and diverse the lines of attack are. I mean, the Democratic race is pretty straightforward. You have several candidates attacking Hillary Clinton and her pushing back. The Republican race, you have all of these micro contests in different states. So you have Mitt Romney and Mike Huckabee going after each other because they're competing in Iowa. You have Romney and Giuliani in New Hampshire. You have Huckabee and Thompson in South Carolina, and their engagement is sharpening. So, and as well as Thompson going after Giuliani consistently. So it's a much more diverse kind of line of fire, and I think you'll see some of that tonight.
Well, let me pick up on that. There's also, according to today's New York Times, a little bit of a battle, or I don't know if it's a battle with the word, but Mike Huckabee's rise in Iowa, of course, based a lot of that on the Christian conservative support. And some people say that Romney's advisors realize that Mitt Romney's Mormon background can work against him and perhaps is in Iowa.
Well, you know, I clearly, the first part is clearly true. Mike Huckabee has moved into a vacuum. Christian conservatives are a big share of the vote in Iowa. When Sam Brownback pulled out of the race, he was able to consolidate a good deal of that. I think the Fred Thompson campaign is kicking themselves that they have not made more of an effort there, because if Huckabee comes out of Iowa with a big boost and momentum, he becomes a very strong competitor for the Christian conservative votes in South Carolina, which Fred Thompson is counting on to ignite his campaign. If that vote is divided, Thompson maybe never gets off the runway. Now, how much of that is resistance to Romney on religious grounds, I can't honestly answer, except to say that there obviously have been a number of social conservative leaders who've raised the possibility that their supporters will be reluctant to stand with Romney on largely for that reason.
As you know, Ron Brownstein, there was some criticism by some of the candidates after the Democratic YouTube debate. Do you think any of these candidates, as you mentioned earlier, of course, it's a little different with the public, but especially with this format, YouTube format, that some of these Republicans may not be at their strongest game taking these type of questions?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how they react to it, because as you say, they did criticize it last time. Look, it's very difficult for politicians to see, and it's very dangerous to seem indifferent to public concerns. What was one of the most memorable moments of the 1992 campaign when George H.W. Bush checked his watch at a debate, a town hall style debate? He seemingly was bored with questions from the public, and that was kind of crystallized the sense of him as a president who was out of touch. So these are important moments, and when you're dealing with the public in this way, there's a high cost if you don't seem as though you're connected to what people are going through in their day-to-day life.
That's political analyst Ron Brownstein. We'll hear more from him later this week on his new book, The Second Civil War. For WMNF News, I'm Mitch Perry.